As you know, at the last meeting here in Inishowen, we made it very, very clear that the mica had to be on the agenda for every Inishowen area meeting going forward until this was resolved, and that we would receive an update on the position of the council and the position of anything that came back from the department to the council. And our first meeting here today, it's not on the agenda. It's something that I will make sure, and I have to make sure with senior staff within the council, that this will always be part of the agenda going forward. It's the biggest issue that we have to deal with here in Inishowen. It's probably one of the biggest issues that we have to deal with in the county going forward in the next year. And it's vitally, vitally important that we're kept up to speed with whatever is going on between the directors of service, the county manager, and the officials from the department, and that we're able to keep our constituents and the Mica Action Group informed as to what's happening.
At its AGM, the council established a new subcommittee that's going to oversee the operation of the redress scheme and the distribution of money and how the scheme operates in Inishowen. The fact that that really hasn't even met yet is a cause for concern.
An absolute major cause for concern. I've had a conversation with the Director of Service about that, and I'll be hoping that within the next week or two that that meeting will happen. Time is ticking. We're into September, into the middle of September now. Before we know it, we'll come in into the Christmas period, and still no confirmation of what's happening, where we're going, any timelines. Is the 20 million that's been allocated this year going to be spent this year? Does it have to be spent this year? There's a lot of questions still sitting there that haven't been answered.
When do you expect to see some work actually done?
The snail pace that the department is dealing with us, I'm fearful that there's going to be much work done this side of Christmas. That is a very, very, very serious position for homeowners in Inishowen and Donegal to be in.